There can be no life without soil, and no soil without life. They have evolved together. Charles E. Kellogg, Soil and Society, 1938. Cows saving the planet? Why not? An idea that sounds preposterous begins to make sense if we stop to take a soil's eye view of our current environmental predicament. To crouch down to ground level, literally or metaphorically, and see how human and animal activity enhances or does violence to that fine, earthy layer that hugs our planet. To appreciate the imperceptible animal-vegetable-mineral dance that keeps us alive. You see, that brown stuff we rush to wash off our hands, or, depending on our age, our knees, is the crux of most biological functions that sustain life. Soil is where food is created and where waste decays. It absorbs and holds water, or, if exhausted of organic matter, streams it away. It filters biological toxins and can store enough carbon to reduce carbon dioxide levels significantly and relatively quickly. It is home to more than 95% of all forms of terrestrial life. In any given place, the quality of the soil greatly determines the nutritional value of food, how an area weathers drought or storms, and whether an ecosystem is teeming with life or the equivalent of a ghost town. Where do those cows fit in? Cattle, like all grazing creatures, can, if appropriately managed, help build soil. When moved in large herds according to a planned schedule, livestock will nibble plants just enough to stimulate plant and root growth, trample the ground in a way that breaks apart caked earth to allow dormant seeds to germinate and water to seep in, and leave dung and urine to fertilize the soil with organic matter, aka carbon. The result is a wide variety of grasses and other deep-rooted plants and rich aerated soil that acts like a great big sponge so as to minimize runoff and erosion. Cows and their eruptive digestion habits have gotten a bad rap of late. I'll address the methane question in Chapter 1. The use of ungulates such as cattle in land restoration, a practice called holistic management, was developed and refined over the decades by Alan Savory, a farmer and rancher and former opposition leader to then Rhodesia's white government. With cows or other grazers operating under holistic management across large areas of degraded land, this could mean a great deal of soil created or preserved. Leaving behind our bovine herd for the moment, another way to build soil is through zai pits, a traditional growing method from Burkina Faso in West Africa. Small holes are dug into a field, and these capture water and hold soil organic matter, compost and such, both precious resources in drylands that depend on seasonal rainfall, about a third of the world's landmass. Cattle have a similar impact. Rancher and consultant Jim Howell told me that this helped Grasslands LLC's South Dakota ranches withstand the spring 2011 torrential rains while nearby properties suffered losses. The herds left hoof-sized pockets in the ground, so water pooled rather than forming gullies and eroding the land. If you're wondering why we want to build soil, isn't there enough dirt out there already? Consider this. Around the globe, we're losing topsoil somewhere between 10 times in the United States and 40 times, China and India, faster than we're generating it, some 83 billion tons of it a year. Soil is pounded off fields during a rainstorm, it runs down our rivers, its surfaces are over and undergrazed. When left uncovered, it loses its organic matter as carbon oxidizes and enters the atmosphere. Despite our collective societal indifference to soil, we've all got a large stake in its fortunes. In an oft-quoted and paraphrased line, man has only a thin layer of soil between himself and starvation.